For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Spamalot opening tonight, and I gather you were at a party and got some insider information.
I heard some members of the cast talking with Daryl Samira, who was on tour with the show for 4 years. Yes, and you really get to know a show in that amount of time. And he was interested in some of the accommodations for the Kabanoki production, as he was very familiar with exactly what track each character would play, because there's doubling. There's many, many characters, many locations, many costumes, and they were talking about the rapid costume changes in this show, just how huge this is and what an undertaking. There's as much of a show backstage as there is on stage, and they were having an active conversation about all of that, how it was done originally, how it's being done at the Kabanoki under the direction of Lynn Kurzeal from Motto. Opens tonight.
Now, unlike, let's say, a play like Noises Off, there's no gag in, like, missing your cue or coming out with the wrong costume.
Well, actually, it starts with a coming out with the wrong costume gag as the cast mishears what the narrator has said and thinks that he has said Finland and he has said England. So there is a bit of that. And any old burlesque or vaudeville gag you can think of is in this show.
All right.
Spamalot at the Kabanoki opens tonight.
And runs through February 3rd. On the other hand, closing very quickly, as a matter of fact, this Sunday is Our Town by Thornton Wilder over at American Repertory Theater at the stage at 545 Elmwood. One thing I was a little surprised by, the number of, let's say, 30-something people in the audience who had never in their life seen Our Town.
How did they graduate from high school?
Well, that, one wonders.
One wonders.
But I just wanted to point that out. If you have any control over a young person who's never seen this iconic play, this is your chance.
Yes, and it's a fairly strong production. It's a rather casual production, not as meticulous as the best productions, but it is a faithful rendering of the play.
Well, I noticed a slight parallel between this, Our Town, and American Rep's recent performance, Meet Me in St. Louis, both set around the early 1900s, both very nostalgic. Is this a trend?
Nostalgia itself is embedded in the theater, and I think that Thornton Wilder, interestingly, for a play that pulls so powerfully at the emotions, is the anti-nostalgia play. Because what nostalgia does is that we retain our happy memories and we long for a previous time which we fantasize was better. And what happens when Emily goes back, she sees what the day was actually like and she is upset by this. The sweetened memory she has of her youth is not the reality that she lived. And that's what nostalgia does. We remember a beautiful time that never really existed in that way. A trend in the theater itself, both working with nostalgia and working against it. And I think that the emotion of the play is heightened by the fact that we know how every story ends, that this is a play about the tragedy implicit in life itself. And even in this production at Theater Loft, American Repertory Theater, it does sustain that.
So let's mention two plays that are coming up next Friday, The Illusion. It's a play by Tony Kushner, adapted from Corneille play. I understand it takes place in a cave. Is this true in the Tony Kushner version?
It's the story of a man who has a prodigal son and solicits the assistance of a magician to learn about the life of his son. And he shows him a succession of moments for his son's life. But it makes no sense because in each episode, he is in a completely different place with different attitudes, different priorities, and it's only at the final moment that the truth of his son's life is revealed to him. That's the story of The Illusion by Corneille, most famous for Lucide, great neoclassical writer of the French neoclassical period.
Well, what you describe sounds perfectly in the wheelhouse of Road Less Traveled, a little mysterious, kind of intellectual, one of those makes you think plays.
Yeah,
they like that.
They like that. That is their thing.
And also Irish classical, I guess their thing is just putting on a good show. Sense and Sensibility, adapted from the novel by Jane Austen.
This one's the Dashwood sisters. Not the Bennett sisters. This one's the Dashwood sisters. Once again, they don't have a lot of money. They were supposed to inherit, but the wrong person died. So they're out on their own as the nasty brother from the previous marriage owns the house. And the two older sisters, one is sensible and one is sensitive. And one falls in love with a man who's actually a scoundrel and the other falls in love with a man who's actually already engaged. And sound familiar?
Yes. Yeah,
so we have to go through the machinations before everyone ends up secure and happy.
Well, I must say, for Sense and Sensibility, The Illusion, and Spamalot opening tonight, looking at the cast list, I'm so excited. I mean, these promise to be really, really top-notch performances.
They have invested talent in these productions. We'll see soon how it all comes out.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.